Fear is king on Wall Street. The so-called fear index, the S&P VIX, is now at the highest level since November of 2020. It was already at a high level after Friday's close, and it soared by almost another third on Monday. A separate sentiment survey taken Friday had bullishness at an 18-month low and bearishness at a 16-month high. Kohl's department store is one of the few stocks going up on Monday because of a bidding war to take it over. Over the weekend, Acacia Research, backed by Starboard Value Investments, offered $64 a share for Kohl's. And on Monday, CNBC reported a private equity firm Sycamore upping the ante to at least $65 a share, which would be a 39% premium over Kohl's Friday close. More drama for Peloton, Bertha Coombs reports.
Reports say an investment firm that owns about a 5% stake of the company is now calling on the board of the exercise bike firm to fire its CEO and explore a sale. Peloton was one of the hottest stocks during the heart of the pandemic when people couldn't get out to gyms and they wanted to buy up bikes. The shares have lost more than 80% of their value over the past year. The investment firm is blaming CEO and co-founder John Foley for strategic mistakes, and it's urging Peloton to sell to a company like Disney, Apple, or Nike. I'm Bertha Coombs.
Citigroup is telling staffers in the New York City area to start returning to the office at least 2 days a week on February 7th because cases of the Omicron variant are declining in at least that city. Return-to-work plans in other locations, though, are still on hold. And Google is the target of lawsuits by four attorneys general accusing it of misleading consumers about location tracking. The four separate suits all filed Monday say Google misled users by telling them to just turn off their location history without adding they also need to turn off web and app activity settings. Consumer and Business News, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.